Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, May 16th. Owen Sound police have identified the victim in a recent fatal hit and run. A young man died after being struck by a car near the intersection of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East around 3 a.m. last Saturday morning. Police have identified the victim as 19-year-old Rowan O'Donohue of Owen Sound. The family has requested privacy as they grieve their loss. A 21-year-old Owen Sound man surrendered himself to police and faces charges of dangerous operation and failing to stop at an accident causing death. Police continue to ask the community for any relevant camera footage or information. Some renovations are being done to the former Leggett building in downtown Owen Sound. Structural work, a new facade, windows, and a new roof are being completed at the vacant storefront across the street from City Hall at 2nd Avenue East and 8th Street East. The building was the longtime home of Leggett Furniture Store, which closed in 2015. While it's not clear yet what could be going in there, City Manager Tim Simmons says the property owner has indicated its desire to complete renovations over the next few months.
It was a special place. It's been a long-standing retail corner. It has a lot of potential, and I think just for the downtown River District in general.
An update to Saugeen Shores Council about housing efforts highlights a rent subsidy the town has for low-income households. The subsidy helps eligible renters by providing $590 a month. The town's housing update also includes next steps for an affordable housing development on 10th Concession near Vanderwerf's Independent Grocer in Port Elgin. Earlier this year, council approved a memorandum of understanding with Wilson Developments and Habitat for Humanity to build townhouses on town-owned land. Bruce County staff are putting together their response to send to the province over Bill 5. The Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act was introduced in the legislature last month. Bruce County's planning director, Jack Van Dorp, says Saugeen Ojibwe Nation has communicated concerns with the proposed legislation.
We do understand from meeting with SON that they have concerns with the proposed legislation and are preparing a submission to the province. And note that implementation of exemption orders made under a revised Heritage Act could impact cultural heritage resources, our relationships, and reconciliation.
Ontario's latest budget is calling for a $14 billion deficit for the next fiscal year. The budget has $5 billion in emergency funding for businesses affected by U.S. tariffs, as well as tax deferrals. The Ford government now expects it will take until 2028 to balance Ontario's budget. And Canadian Tire's buying some of the assets of Hudson's Bay Company. The company says it'll pay $30 million for the Bay's intellectual property, which includes the brand, its multicolored stripes motif, its coat of arms, and brand trademarks. It means 1,700 products formerly sold at the Bay can be offered by Canadian Tire, which also owns Sport Check, Mark's Pro Hockey Life, and Party City. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for more gains at the opening bell this morning. Futures trading higher in pre-market. Yesterday, the Dow was up 271 points to 42,322. The S&P 500 marked its fourth straight winning session, a half percentage point, while the NASDAQ fell slightly. The TSX was up 205 points, closing at 25,897. Bitcoin, a half percentage point higher this morning at just under 104,000 US. The price of oil, a quarter point higher, $61.80 per barrel, while gold's trading lower, down 1.5%, $3,170 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.61 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. Winnipeg shut out Dallas 4-0 to keep their season alive. Jets haven't won a road playoff game yet. They have to find a way to win away Saturday in Dallas or they're done. Carolina eliminated Washington in 5. The Hurricanes will play the winner of the Toronto-Florida series. Panthers can end it tonight at home with a fourth straight win. The Maple Leafs haven't lost 4 consecutive games all season, and they were tied for the best road record, so don't give up yet, Leafs fans. The London Knights won the OHL championship. Now they head to Rimouski for the Memorial Cup. Canada's 4-0 at the Worlds after beating Austria. The Blue Jays lost to Tampa. Jays host Detroit over the long weekend. Tigers have the best record in baseball. The Denver Nuggets defeated Oklahoma City to force a Game 7. And at the PGA Championship, no one ranked in the top 10 cracked the top 10 on the leaderboard. That's the first time in 30 years that's happened in round one of a major. The leader is Jonathan Vegas. Taylor Pendrith is the top Canadian. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound's Junior Elite Women's Lacrosse team downed Orangeville 23-10 in their season opener last night. Bree Wilkins and Brooklyn Doyle scored four each to lead the offense. Tonight, the Junior B North Stars host the Laura Hawks at the Durham Community Center. That's underway at 8. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weekend weather is coming up next. Cloudy this morning, then clearing up to mainly sunny sky in the afternoon. A high of 24 today. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with showers overnight, possibly a thunderstorm. A low of 13. And for the long weekend, rain or thunder showers tomorrow and 17. Cloudy and 12 on Sunday. And the holiday Monday, Victoria Day, sunny and a high of 12.